Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM. Laura and Mason are in here, and we've got Jim Marlowe on the phone. And Jim, you've been on the show once before, since this is our 100th episode, and we're kind of bringing some people back who have been on here before. And this is a real good one for you because you're kind of a nutrition guy, and you say some things about especially coronavirus that a lot of people don't necessarily, the media isn't talking about, but, you know, nutrition is the way to go, and that's what you do. How are you?
Healthier than ever and stronger than ever, Rob. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. I wish I could say the same. I do believe the coronavirus has taken a little toll on me as far as the isolation and all that stuff, but, you know, we're
doing... Well, Rob, it's not the coronavirus. It's the lockdown.
Well, yes.
Taking a toll
yes.
on you.
True.
Okay?
But it's in effect to the coronavirus, I guess is what I'm trying to say. But, yeah, no, exactly. It's not the virus.
Rob, did you know that the CDC, the Center for Disease Control, has admitted they have never purified and isolated the coronavirus? They don't have it. Okay? So,
what exactly does that mean?
It means that.
I guess in a nutshell, because we only have so many minutes.
Right, yeah. Well, it means that despite all of the propaganda about the science. The existence of the coronavirus has not been proven.
Okay. Yeah.
It does not exist. There is. The CDC has admitted they don't have it. Okay.
Oh, wow. Here's
something else that's very relevant to this. Okay. So that PCR test that is being used to increase the case numbers. And keep the fear going. The PCR test, there's what are they testing? They don't have the virus. And the developer of the PCR test, Carrie Mullis, who actually was awarded the Nobel Prize for his research and development of that test, back in the early 90s, he said emphatically, this is a laboratory tool. It should not be used for diagnostic purposes.
Yeah. Hey, Jim, yeah. This is not the company line or the narrative that we hear every day. It, you know, if I webcast this, which is what we're doing for the radio show, being our 100th episode, we're going to webcast this too.
You're going to get it taken down.
Will I get censored for this? Because I haven't ever been censored for anything because I don't typically talk about these subjects.
Well, we have to bleep him out every week once in a while.
Yeah, I mean, because I think...
Well, this is supposed to be the United States of America. We all have freedom of speech. What's all this garbage about censorship? You know, I just experienced that recently. I was on a talk show that a friend of mine has, and anyway, it got censored off of YouTube. I mean, what's going on?
Yeah, and that's what I was alluding to.
Yeah, there is a more urgent need than ever for people of goodwill everywhere to graduate to a higher level of consciousness about what's really going on and ask questions. And it's never been more important to question authority because we are being lied to.
Yeah. And unfortunately, the questions of authority these days get you blackballed, get you threatened, and some of those things. And not that I really want to go into politics of that, but there's a faction that if you don't agree with what they're saying, they come after you nowadays. And that is actually kind of a scary world.
Yes, it's also more urgent than ever for people of goodwill who are asking questions and are seeking the truth, that you do that with courage.
Absolutely.
That has been needed all throughout history.
Yeah.
All throughout history, tyrants, psychopaths who want to control and dominate others, they lie to people, and they know that throughout history, the most effective means of control has always been fear.
Yeah.
You instill fear in people,
mm-hmm.
and now you've got them. You've got them, and you control them with the fear that you've instilled in them. Yeah. By the way,
you're going to get me hit in the back of the head walking down the streets of South Haven. I do believe, with what you're saying, I understand exactly what you're saying, and we haven't been paying attention really at all to what the real deal is. Mason, you guys have been so quiet over there. Mason, I know you got a question to ask.
Well, I was wondering, since we just finding this out about the testing, what about that vaccine that people are lining up for?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, that's an area where propaganda really dominates in a huge way. The Supreme Court has ruled that vaccines are unavoidably unsafe. So there's actually no such thing as a safe vaccine. And as far as the effectiveness, the drug companies always lie about that. You know, a great resource.
Now you're
going to
get me hit
about,
in the locker room.
the most trustworthy source I know of about for the truth about vaccines beyond the propaganda is Robert F. Kennedy Jr. And do you all know who Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
Absolutely.
is?
Oh yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. His father very likely would have been president of the United States in 1968. In the 1968 election, he would have almost certainly beat Richard Nixon if he hadn't been assassinated. And of course, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., his uncle was John F. Kennedy, who was assassinated actually November 22nd, 1963. So just, a few days ago was the 57th, unfortunate anniversary of the assassination of President John mm-hmm. F. Kennedy. But Robert F. Kennedy Jr. is quite the hero and the champion for truth about vaccines. And he's got a organization and a website called Children's Health Defense. And if you want to get the truth about vaccines beyond the mainstream propaganda, go to Children's Health Defense.
Okay.
And follow the work, follow the teachings. Look up Robert F. Kennedy Jr. On the platforms that are not being censored, like Brighteon and BitChute and any others that you know. And actually, there's some good presentations that are still up of him telling the truth about vaccines that Perfect. Are still on YouTube.
Hey, Jim.
But, Jim. He gets no mainstream attention because, the vast majority of the mainstream so-called news media is it's controlled by the drug company.
No, I get that, but we're actually running out of our time, and what I do want to end up with about a minute left is talking about the nutrition thing and what people really should be doing to strengthen their bodies through nutrition during these the pandemic.
Yeah, so eat real food and avoid fake food. And real food is simple food that does not come with a label with a list of ingredients. The more you're reading labels, the more you're making less than healthy choices. And also be careful how you cook your food. It's always best to cook your food low and slow, lower temperatures more slowly. Yes, it takes longer to cook your food, but the rewards are worth it because the food always tastes better and you conserve more of the nutritional value in the food. It's easier to digest. Another thing that everybody can benefit from if you don't already do it is when you are eating, whatever you're eating, eat slowly, chew your food thoroughly. That's the most simple and basic thing you can do to have good digestion.
There you go. Get a little exercise. Jim, thank you so much for your time and being
You're
back
welcome.
On the show.
And Rob and Mason Dixon and Laura, congratulations on your 100th show. And also, I was honored to be selected as a guest to be on your show today.
Fantastic.
So keep up the good work.
Thank you.
Keep asking questions and keep seeking and then telling the truth.
You got it. Well, we'll be back to you at some point when we can do a 2-hour podcast, because I know that we can fill that time. So thank you again, sir. And we will be back on Robert's Moondog Saturday Morning Show on Super Hits 103.7 Cozy FM.
I wrote 3 songs before noon today.